and now making the grade in an upcoming film called First Generation. It's a documentary directed by husband and wife team Adam and Jane Fenderson and narrated by Blair Underwood. The film follows four high school students across California, all from different backgrounds and with different family situations. There's a football player from Los Angeles, a Samoan dancer and drummer from South Central, a waitress from Northern California, and the daughter of a deported migrant worker in Bakersfield. In the documentary, we watch as these students navigate the complicated world of college applications, because all of them are trying to become the first members of their families to go to college. In this scene, the students are preparing for the SATs, a test that comes with lots of pressure for any student, but that pressure is compounded if your parents have never taken it.
As junior year was coming to an end, the college admissions process was just beginning. Step one, take the SAT.
To tell you the truth, the SAT was the hardest test I ever took in my life. Like, I seen words I didn't even know how to pronounce, how to say. So I'm going to try to take the SAT as much as I can so I can get a good score.
I think I did pretty well on the writing portion of it. That wasn't very hard. But I don't know. We'll see when my scores come.
I'm taking the SAT test. That's coming in June 7. I feel confident because just like any other test, all I got to do is just like pray to God and still to help me, like, trying to pass this test.
I'm taking the SAT and ACT. I've heard that they're really hard, and I want to score lots of points so I can, like, get accepted to a good college.
Every year, colleges talk about how much more competitive they were than the year before, and so that anxiety around test prep is feeding this frenzy of how much test prep I can get and how much more my scores can go up.
Low-income students don't have access to these test prep classes, and they tend to do worse on the SAT on average.
In fact, if you look at the national averages, as family income goes up from $20,000 to over $200,000 a year, students' SAT scores directly correlate to how much their families make.
That's not because the kids, rich kids, are smarter. It's because of the opportunities that students have.
Starting this fall, the documentary First Generation will be screening across the country. Check out latinousa.org for a link to their website.